John 16, 12 to 15, love, relationship. A doctor friend of mine once summarized all of life by saying that life is about relationship. Jesus reveals that the central mystery of our faith in life is the deepest mystery of who God is in Himself, an eternal relationship of infinite love between the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The essence of the Trinity, therefore, which grounds all of reality, is the communion of love between the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. While other mysteries speak of what God does or did, the Trinitarian mystery speaks of who God is in Himself. We proclaim this truth every time we sign ourselves in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We don't say names, plural, but rather in the singular, name, who together in three distinct persons is lovingly united together in the Trinity. Always more. The Spanish motto was changed upon the discovery of Columbus of America from ne plus ultra, which basically in Latin meant nothing further beyond. They changed it to plus ultra, recognizing that in fact there was more beyond to discover. That's how God's love is. It's a gushing hydrant, an endless font of eternal love and wisdom. Always more, ever ancient, ever new. Confusing. Love is a rocky journey. While Jesus opened heaven and revealed the way to the Father, it's the Holy Spirit's role to teach and guide us along that way into the truth of love. I love to use an app called Waze on my phone when I go to visit different places because I need only push one button called home and I follow that little blue line and I trust it's going to lead me to the fastest and best route home. That's the job of the Holy Spirit, to navigate and guide us home to heaven, having faith that despite all of the confusion, the obstacles, the difficulties we encounter, we're going to be led toward heaven, which we know is already and not yet, which means the Holy Spirit is not only our true guide to help us find our way home, but journeys with us, teaching us to have union with God in the here and the now. That's why we're called to be docile, which is teachable. That's our identity as disciples, which means learners. The church and the thousands of saints who have gone before us can be seen as accompanying us. For as someone once said, we're all just walking each other home. Today, my brothers and sisters, let us pray we are docile every day to being led by the Holy Spirit into the eternal relationship of love, who is God. May God bless you today in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.